Hi, everyone. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. In yesterday's lesson, I revealed what I believe to be the single most important key to success, discipline, defined as doing the things you know you should do even when you don't feel like doing them. Jim Rohn defined discipline as the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Today, I'm going to build on that lesson by sharing with you the hidden benefit of being a disciplined person. When you employ the self-discipline I discussed yesterday and do the things you know you should do, not only will you achieve greater personal and professional success, but you will also feel fantastic about the person that you're becoming in the process. Stop and think of the last time you were disciplined and pushed yourself to do something you didn't want to do. How did you feel about yourself? The reason you probably felt proud of yourself is because each time you employ the discipline to do what you know you should do, you can't help but feel good. When you continue day after day, week after week, to make good decisions and do the things you know you should do, your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your self-worth, and every other self-value will grow. On the reverse side of the equation, when we don't do the things we know we should do, we feel frustrated and disappointed with ourselves. After all, how can you feel good about yourself when you don't do the things you know you should do? Is it even possible to feel good about yourself when you are consistently not doing what you should? In my case, I don't believe any other human factor has played a more significant role in how I feel about myself. When I make good decisions and do the things I know I should do, I'm proud of myself. When I make a lame excuse and don't do what I should, I feel like I let myself down. Here's my challenge for you today. Over the next 24 hours, be intentional about doing the little things you know you should do but don't feel like doing. If you are married, surprise your spouse with a gift. If you've offended a friend, call and restore that broken relationship. If you've neglected returning a call or email, do it now. After this 24-hour period, come back to this post and tell me if it made a difference in how you feel about yourself. I'll be anxious to read your results. Here's my final tip of the week. When you do the things you know you should do, be sure to recognize and reward yourself, because in most cases, no one else will. I hope you have found value in my first week's lessons. Thank you for allowing me to share this experience with you. I want to leave you with this quote by Dawn Williams. Self-discipline is simply the consistent behavior that moves us toward our goals. It's a series of choices that favors our betterment rather than indulges our whims.